This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves beneath thy mighty hand, just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth this day and forevermore in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm ever so grateful and thankful. Hallelujah. Lord, look deep down in our hearts, deep down in our souls, and there's any sin that so easily beset us. We just shake it off, ask you to put in the sea of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. And as we say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. In accordance with thy perfect will, let it be accomplished and done this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are so grateful and thankful to be here. Hallelujah, in the land of the living. Be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful and thank God for another opportunity to come before you, hallelujah, through the use of the internet, amen, to bring forth a teaching here tonight. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews, chapter 10, and be looking at verses 19 through 25. Hebrews, chapter 10. Verses 19 through 25. And the word of God reads, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Just for these next few minutes, I want you to pray for me and with me as we bring forth the word of God. We thank God for his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall endure forever and ever. Hallelujah. Today we are talking about, it is shifting time. God is shifting you into position for the promise you've been praying for. It is shifting time. Tell God, now is the time for you to put drama on a timeout, for you to detach yourself from relationship that God has shown you have expired. Let go of what God is showing you that is holding you back in 2020. Don't let temporary emotions make you make permanent decisions. Everything that is happening is shifting you into position to walk into the promise you've been praying about. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the word says, I will do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. For those that are just tuning in, for those that are listening in today, we're going to repeat this because it's there to be repeated. It's good to hear the word of God over and over again, to meditate on it so that you can become strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So believer of Christ, child of God, now is the time for you to put drama on a timeout. Detach yourself from relationships that God has shown you that have expired. Let go of what God is showing you that is holding you back in 2020. Let go of what God is showing you, not what, hallelujah, man is telling you, but what God is showing you that is holding you back in 2020. Don't let temporary emotional condition allow you to make permanent decisions. Everything that is happening in your life in this season is shifting you into position to walk into your promise that you've been praying about. Again, in Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. God is shifting you into position for the promise you've been praying for. Yes, it is shifting time. When a God shift starts taking place in your life as a believer, as a child of God, your whole world can be seen as if it had been turned upside down and all hell have been broken loose. Well, believer of Christ, don't fear, because God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. He has to shift you out of conditions that prevent you the shift from taking place in your life. God is putting right now in this season, if you consider the word of God and that word is for you, God is putting period where you have question marks. God is closing wrong doors to wrong plans, to wrong relationships, to wrong decisions, and wrong places that have taken you on a deep detour from his plan for your life. I'm going to repeat that again. God, in this hour, in this season, in 2020, at this moment, he's put in period where you have question marks. He's closing wrong doors to wrong plans, to wrong relationships, wrong decisions, and wrong places that have taken you on a detour from his plan for you. You see, God has a plan. It's already mapped out for you to cause you to be overcomer, to cause you to make it. You see, in Romans, Bible says, in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, even as Christians, there's times where things seem as if it's not working out for us, not working in our favor. But here, this scripture in Romans 8:28 should encourage you to let you know that we know that all things work together for good, whether they're good or bad, whether they are prosperous or not. God could still make it work out for your good. It says to them that love him, that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Yes, as a born-again believer, as a child of God, you've been called. You've been chosen for such a time as this. Yes, God's hand is upon you. You see, God, it is shifting time. God is shifting you as his child into a position for the promise you have been praying for or praying about. Yes, it is time to get more serious about the things of God like never before. Time is not like it once was. So in 2019, it is behind us now. There might have been some plans, there might have been prayers that haven't come to fruition yet. There might have been requests that you made that haven't come to pass. But I stop by tonight to let you know that it is shifting time. It is not time for throwing the towel. It's not time to give up. It's not time to draw back. But it's time to stand up. And stand up and know that God is able and he's willing to work things out in your favor. Again, when you are in a God shift, we have to understand that we have to keep people on a need-to-know basis. Keep your God shift on a divine low, because God is saying to you and I, and every believer tonight, in your divine shift, we need to follow the instruction and keep quiet about it. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't let your neighbor on the right or on the left know your business. Your business should be between you and God. You should have that quiet time when you're communicating to him, because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. We must look on to him today. Look on to God, the one who made us, the one that knows all about us. He knows every hair on our head. He knows us all by name. Oh, yes, he does. He's the one that created us for his purpose. So we, as children of God, We must keep marching by faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, while God is causing a shift to take place in your life, don't be mumbling and grumbling. Don't be gossiping, looking, going to people, complaining. No. Do like Timex. Take your lick and keep on ticking. In other words, be quiet about it. Talk to God. Go into prayer time. Prayer and fast. Asking God to direct your path. Because he'll do it. We have to lean not to our own understanding. Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, but to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to trust him, and he shall direct our path. To rely on him, on God's guidance. To rely on the fact that God knows everything about you. He knows your makeup. God is shifting you into position for the promise you have been praying for. Yes, it is shifting time. You see, God has found you to be faithful through the hell and the high waters, through the stress, all through the struggles that you have endured. He has seen what people have done to you, how they misused you, mistreated you. He has seen the work you have put in faith. See, the Bible says in the book of Galatians, for us not to be weary in well-doing, because in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promises. So keep doing good. Keep loving people. Keep reaching out by faith. Keep walking in obedience to what the Word says, to what God asks you to do. Listen, we either satisfy God or we're going to satisfy man. That's a decision that each and every believer must do and must make. We have to be determined to say and to do, putting the world behind us and the cross before us. Considering Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that is a trailblazer, the one that has started this Christian walk, have started Christianity, the one that our set example. See, the Word says, everyone that will suffer, that live godly in Christ Jesus, will suffer persecution. But I thank God that all through it all, he delivered us from all infirmity. He delivered us from and everything that will come to try to hinder our walk with him today. You see, the prayers and the hope that you have been watering with tears are about to produce in your life your supernatural harvest. So all we got to do is stand strong and see the salvation of the Lord take place in our lives. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. Yes, God is shifting you into position for the promise you have been praying for or praying about. You see, when you have a consistent relationship with God, a revelation will be revealed to you. Clarity of the scriptures will come. Wisdom of God will be established. And insight, which are brought byproducts from being in a consistent relationship with God. God desires to bless us. God desires to meet your each and every need. God desires to be your father and for us to be sons and daughters of his. So God is shifting you into a new season. We are not at a place where we want to back up like a crawfish looking for a hole. No, we gotta put on the whole arm of God and keep going forward. Because we can't go forward by looking back. We gotta go forward with assurance of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? A divine shift. Someone may ask, or someone may be listening to this teaching, want to know what a divine shift is. Well, a divine shift will happen, and it will cause a supernatural advancement, an upgrade in your spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, in your character and conduct status. A divine shift is a shift that God makes within our lives to take us to the next spiritual level. God is shifting into position for the promise you have been praying for. All the promises of God in him is yea. All the promises of God in him is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. The first key to a radical supernatural shift is obedience. To obey. Follow the instruction that God gives. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the latter part of the verse, it says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." To obey is better than sacrifice. See, God, hallelujah, he's not concerned about all the sacrifices we make. He is concerned about our obedience to the instructions that are given. Yes? And it says to hearken is better than the fat of the rams. You see, obedience is greater than any vain work which deals with sacrifice. Walking in faith, believing God by faith, and obedience will move God to act and do something on our behalf. Yes, God is more concerned and interested in what you will become than in what you do. A divine shift, again, it is a supernatural change taking place, a sudden supernatural turnaround in your life as a believer of Christ. as a child of God. God wants us to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Oh, yes, he do. So it is shifting time.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we worship the Lord for who he is. He is God, and besides thee, there is no other. He sits high, but he looks low. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God, the Bible says he's a spirit. Those that worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So again, we are talking about, thank you, Jesus, that it is shifting time. God is shifting you into position for the promise you have been praying about. Yes, God knows what it takes for the shift to be manifested in your life. Again, 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 says, the latter part of the verse, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Obedience is greater than any vain works of sacrifice. Faith and obedience will move God. Yes, faith is what pleases him. Faith and obedience will move God to act and to do something on your behalf. That's how much he loves his children. See, God is more interested in what you will become than in what you do. A divine shift, it is a supernatural change taking place, a supernatural, a sudden, supernatural turnaround. You see, I'm reminded how good and how quick the Lord can move in our behalf. Time of sifting can turn into time of shifting. In this season that we are living in 2020, God can and is readjusting kingdom assignment mantles, which are major callings from God that requires years of preparation. You see, sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that will be listening in at a later date, even as a child of God, sometimes we got trouble about waiting on God, waiting for him to move in that circumstance or that situation that you've been believing him for. Well, God is very patient. God is a God that is, hallelujah, sometimes we want him to move quick. Well, his ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. We as believers in Christ, a child of God, we sometimes want God to be like Burger King so that we can have things our way. Well, I stop by to let you know that God knows what's best. He knows how to work it out. During the waiting period, during the times when we are waiting for the answer to the prayer, we need to keep on doing what God has called us to do. Because you see, the kingdom of God operates more along the lines of assignment. And each and every believer of Christ have been given a kingdom assignment to do. Sometimes we want to rush it, but God knows what it takes. Bible says that for us to obey is better than sacrifice. So we must obey what the Spirit is leading us to do. The Word of God says all those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And when it talks about sons, it's talking about daughters also. Because there's neither male nor female in the kingdom of God. All we got to do is yield ourselves to the Spirit of the Lord. And let the Spirit of the Lord direct our path. Hallelujah. And when God says move, we move. When God says stop, we stop. We don't go ahead of him or behind him. No. That's where alignment comes in. That's where our life has to align with God's perfect will for that perfect moment in time that he wants his will, his perfect will, to be established and done. So we got to learn how to die to self on a daily basis so that we get out of the way and let God have his way in our lives. So believers of Christ, as you step into a kingdom assignment and you go through the time of testing, it then develops you into spiritual authority. See, God can't lose authority on you if you can't be trusted. God can't lose spiritual authority on you if you're not faithful. And if you haven't been tried. Hallelujah. When we stand with what God has called us to do, then God can promote us into a closer relationship with him. That's why, as a child of God, it don't pay for you to be in a hurry. We all start out with the same measure of faith. We all start out with a desire to learn and consume the milk of the Word of God. And then we graduate when we mature in the faith onto meat. Meat is for those that have been tried. Meat is for those that is able to digest it. Hallelujah. So God is shifting you as a child of his into a position for the promise you have been praying for. There is a shift coming, and there is one right now that is taking place. If that's you tonight, don't you be discouraged. If that's you tonight, hold on to the promises. Even though things may look bleak, even though things in the natural may look dark, hold on to the promise that God has spoken to you. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, it's just a matter of time before it comes to pass. All you got to do is stay in faith. All you got to do is stay believing, trusting, holding on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, because God will see you through. Now, it doesn't mean that God never promises a bed of roses. But he did promise us this. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. There's going to be times where we won't be able to trace him, but we still have to trust him. I'm going to say that again, because it was like a light bulb that went off. There's going to be times where, as a child of his, we won't be able to trace him, but we still have to trust him. We have to always keep before us the times where, when the trying times come, when times look like things ain't working quick enough, we have to rewind. Within our minds and think about the times when God brought us out, when our back was against the wall, when we didn't know which way to go. Hallelujah. When our money got funny and our change got strange. When we looked in the kitchen cabinets and seen that we only had, hallelujah, we didn't have groceries like we desired to have, but we had a can of beans. So we have to thank God that God allows someone come and knock at our door and brought us a full course meal. That's the type of God that we serve. Well, you see, God is trying to shift you from poverty to abundance. God is trying to shift you in a mindset of believing him for the impossible. See, when it's impossible in human nature, then it's an opportunity for God to come through for you. Because you have been chosen for such a time as this. Yes, God is shifting you into a position for the promise you have been praying for. You see, I stop by to let you know that life as a whole, it is a combination of mountaintops and valley experiences. Sometimes there will be sunshine, and sometimes there'll be rain. Sometimes there'll be blessings, and other times there'll be battles. Sometimes there'll be pleasures, and other times there'll be pain. Sometimes there'll be joy, and other times there'll be sorrows. Sometimes there'll be triumph, and other times will be tears. Sometimes there'll be victory, and other times will be losses. But God can turn all this around in your behalf. Yes, he can turn your setbacks into comebacks. He can turn it to where you're barely making it to have abundance in your life. God is calling you for a change, to put you in a position where he can bless you. He can bless you abundantly. He wants you to change and start living the way that he instructs you to live for him. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 15 through 16, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, very careful, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Brothers and sisters in Christ, don't just drift around. Don't aimlessly walk through life. We have to walk with purpose, with the purpose of God in our lives. Walk according to the assignment he has given you. The kingdom, according to the kingdom agenda that he has prepared you for. You see, it's all about making sure that we walk with precision and calculated movements. Yes, we must not waste time. We must be fruitful. Be about our Father's business, not just trying to make it. No, doing what God has called us to do. Do it with boldness. You have to understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, we are a potter. We are the clay. God is the potter. He's shaping and molding us. He's stretching us and breaking us. He's making it and molding us into the vessel set apart for the master's use. Yes, if you want to become God's mouthpiece, his hands and feet, don't be afraid to be on the potter's wheel. Don't be afraid and let God make you, which is unique and wonderfully made in his eyesight. He desires for us to be victorious. He desires for us to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. In the book of Proverbs, 14, verse 15. It says, the simple believe anything, but the prudent give thoughts to their steps. You see, when you are ready to live according to God's instruction, you are going to consider very carefully where you are going and how and where you step. You must live each and every day of your life and walk with purpose and precision and let God direct your path in obedience to Him. We have to understand that we are not alone anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to God. Yes, we do. He desired to use you. He desired to use me. He desired to use every child of his as, hallelujah, to go forward and bring forth fruit into the kingdom of God. Child of God, you need to give up the time spent on pointless pursuit in order to gain time for pursuing worthwhile and lasting goals. Using your time wisely, doing things that you're going to bring glory to God. You see, God is shifting you into a position for the promise you have been praying for. It is shifting time. Eternal destiny is planned for you by God. And it will manifest itself when we just keep our eyes on Jesus, walk in obedience to the instruction that I've given. Don't sway to the right, nor to the left. Keep our focus right on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God must shift you before he can shift you in this season. I'm going to say that again. God must shift you before he can shift you in this season. Yes, God, he's willing and able. He wants to shift you before he shifts you into the new place he has prepared for you. In the book of Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. People of God, God is shaking things up in our lives to make room and to clean out. Because change is necessary in order to enter into the next level in your life. For those that are taking notes, I'm going to repeat this. People of God, God is shaking things up in our lives to make room and to clean out, because change is necessary in order to enter into the next level in our lives. Can I get an amen, somebody? Because it's the truth anyhow. For those that are resisting, the sifting and shifting will hinder God's ability to move you into the place God wants you to be released in. God is sifting out all that is hindering you from moving in his purpose and in his plan. So it is time to let go of old things, things that have been holding you back, things that have become a burden Cast all your burden upon the Lord, for he cares for you. And grab hold of the new beginning, of a new start in 2020. The book of Romans, chapter 8, and verse 5, it says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So we are spirit beings. We are children of God. Our heart desire should be to please him in everything we say and in everything that we do. So again, tonight we are talking about it is shifting time. God is shifting you into position for the promise you have been praying about. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this word tonight. We thank you that this word will not return to you, Lord. We thank you for the people that have been listening in, for those that will be listening at a later date. We ask that the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God will rest upon the word. Draw souls to you. Draw them to the foot of the cross. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Oh, precious Father, I'm asking you to move tonight. I'm asking you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, precious Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to answer prayers, honor requests, let every need be met today, tonight. There may be one that want to give their life to Christ. It's simple. Come to the place of surrender it all. Give your life to Christ tonight. Give your life because God cares for you and he loves you. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I am thankful tonight. I am grateful because the God that we serve, he's never busy. The God that we serve, he's always able and willing to touch our lives. He's always willing and he's able to supply our each and every need. Yes, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him tonight. Hallelujah. If that's you and you want to give your life to Christ, it's just a matter of making a confession of faith and believing God. I learned that God will accept you just the way you are, toe down from the floor up. He will be able to turn you around, put your foot on solid ground, but you got to be willing to come to him, surrender all. You done tried everything else. So try God. Bible says in Romans, hallelujah, in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9-10 says, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteous, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's just that simple. But you got to be real about it. You got to repent of your sin and then make a confession of faith and a belief. God is standing with his arms open wide to accept you into his family, the beloved family of God. So we just hope and pray that was something that we said by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, that you can consider and use, that will bring encouragement to your soul, that will allow you not to throw in the towel, but to keep pushing forward in the things of God. God loves you. We do too. We thank God for you tonight. And for those that will be listening to this teaching later, I ask you to continue to pray for us and with us. that the Lord will continue to use us as his mouthpieces, hands and feet during this time. Hallelujah. We just hope and pray that was something that we say by the unction of the Holy Ghost that will really, really encourage you tonight. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. If you would like to get in contact with us, hallelujah, pray and war. This is Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, Apostle Dudley Tebow, and also Providence Tebow. Well, you can get in contact with us if there's a prayer need or a subject that you want us to teach on. Just contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can contact us, Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. Have a prosperous weekend and go to somebody's church on Sunday morning. God bless you. God keep you. God's willing, we'll meet again on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Have a great weekend. God bless.